على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. My honorable Ustad, first and foremost we thank Sheikh Hain, my honorable Ustad and Sheikh Hazrat Mufti Riza al-Haq Sahib Hafizahullah, our principal Hazrat Mawlana Shabir Sahib Hafizahullah, and we also take this opportunity to thank Tarafain, and that is Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib Hafizahullah and our Sheikh Mumtaz Sahib Hafizahullah. May Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala make this workshop a means of hidayat for millions of people. My topic is the questions we should be asking the Shia, and when they respond, then what should our final response be? Our first topic and question to the Shia will be regarding the Quran Sharif. What do you say regarding the Quran Sharif? We know that their greatest book was written by Muhammad bin Yaqub Kulaini. It is called Kafi. And why is it called Usulul Kafi and Kafi? It is claimed by the Shia that this Muhammad bin Yaqub Kulaini met the Imam Ghaib, and the Imam Ghaib told him that this kitab of yours, Kafin li Shi'atina, this book of yours, Kafin li Shi'atina, it will suffice for our partisan group, our followers, our votaries. In that book, Usulul Kafi, clearly it's mentioned that the Quran Sharif, Allah forbid, naqla kufr kufr nabashid, naqlul kufri laysa bi kafirin, that 17,000 verses. I have a book here in front of me, and I'll advise every alim, you should try and procure a copy. The title is Ulama ush-Shi'a Yaqulun. Ulama ush-Shi'a Yaqulun. And it is prepared by Markaz Ihya Turath Ahlul Bayt. Markaz Ihya Turath Ahlul Bayt. So try and procure a copy of this book. MashaAllah, it gives us enough ammunition. When we look at the issue of Tahriful Quran, the interpolation of the Quran, it is not some isolated scholars of the Shias. It is the mainstream. Kulaini is of that view. Mullah Baqir Majlisi is of that view. Ibrahim Qummi is of that view. 90% of their senior scholars are of that view. So when we raise this objection, what is their counter-refutation? They say, but you also have tahrif. So we ask them, what do you mean? They said, see. When it comes to the issue of Bismillah Tasmiyah, you ask Imam Abu Hanifa Rahimahullah, he says that Bismillah is juz of Quran, but is not juz of any particular surah. And when you ask Imam Shafi'i Rahimahullah, then he says it is a part and a juz of every surah. Hence you also have tahrif. So there's a big difference here. For the Shias, we must remember that it is part of the aqidah that to be classified as a Shia, they must accept interpolation. And they will say that the original Quran, Allah forbid, is there with the Imam Ghaib in the cave, caveman, as Hazrat says, and he's got 17,000 verses. Our Quran Sharif has got 6,236 verses, 114 surahs, and millions of us with the help and mercy of Allah have committed it to memory. So what is our answer to this counter accusation of the Shias? We say this is a matter of subsidiary issue, secondary issue. It is not something that will affect. If you ask Imam Abu Hanifa Rahimahullah, you ask Imam Shafi Rahimahullah, if a person rejects Bismillah totally, what will they tell you? They will tell you that such a person is out of the fold of Islam. So we need to understand that when they counter argue, they use our furu'i masail, our secondary and subsidiary issues, and that is how they then try and convince the masses and the public. There are many other issues, but due to time constraints, I won't go into that. Second issue is the hadith, the sunnah. We say that that we want to fight the Shias, but we need to know how we know in our books. We have Kutubu Sitta, Sihai Sitta, and we have Bukhari, Muslim, Abu Dawud, Tirmidhi, Nasai ibn Majah. You can add Musnad Ahmad, Muwatta Malik, and make it Kutub Thamaniya, and many other works. So they have the Shias in Sunnah for them, what they call Al-Kutubu Thamaniya. And we need to know this, which are their Kutubu Thamaniya. When you study, they are old scholars, they would speak of Kutub Arba'ah. So which are the Kutub Arba'ah? First one, Kafi. Second, Usulul Kafi. Second one was that Malla Yahdurhul Faqih. The person who wrote it saw a book, Malla Yahdurhul Tabib. So there was no doctor, so then they kept the book's name, Malla Yahdurhul Tabib. He liked the title, he said, Malla Yahdurhul Faqih. And the third book, Al Istibsar, and the fourth book, Tahdhibul Ahkam. So these are the four main books as far as their hadith literature goes. Then they are mutaakhirin, and latter-day scholars came, and they added four more works. And that is how they have Kutubu Thamaniya, which are the four books that they added on. Number one, Biharul Anwar. Biharul Anwar. And then Mustadrakul Bihar. And that makes it six. And then number seven, number eight, they have the Wasailu Shia and Mustadrakul Wasail. So when we discuss with their ayatullahs or their so-called scholars, it must not just be an emotional discussion. We have to beat them academically. So these are your works. Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah's ustad, Ali ibn al-Madini, taught us. And what did he say? Ilmu al-rijal, nisfu ilmi al-hadith. We have to go and study the rijal. We all did the saying of Abdullah bin Mubarak, rahimahullah, that lawla al-isnad, laqala man sha'a ma sha'a. We all know that is mentioned in a Muqaddamah of Sahih Muslim. Now we ask the Shia, when we study your works, your Kutubul Arba'ah or your Kutubul Thamaniyah, we find it is replete with sayings of your so-called imams. But there are very little ahadith of Mustafa Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they say that we are not, Shias are not prepared to accept any of our ahadith. Primarily for two reasons. They will only accept the hadith if the chain comprises one of their imams, or the person must accept Imam Ali alayhi salatu salam to be the first khalifa. That's the term they use, so I'm just using that term. So therefore, they reject 99% of our hadith. They will only quote our books when it suits their whims, fancies and desires, like Al-Hasan wal-Husayn, Sayyida Shababi Ahlil Jannah, Rawahu Tirmidhi, because it suits their whims and fancies. Now what is our counterclaim to that? We will tell them, let us look at your Rijal. When we study their Rijal, we find there's a person who plays a key position. His name is Zurara. And if you study the works of Rijalul Kashi, Rijalul Kashi is a great work of theirs on Asma'ul Rijal. There Hazrat Jafar Sadiq on page 147, in Rijalul Kashi, he curses Zurara, who is supposed to be one of their main reporters and transmitters of their so-called hadith. Hazrat Jafar Sadiq, their sixth imam, is cursing their main rawi, one of their main ruwat and transmitters, and this is written in their book, Rijalul Kashi, on page 147. So that is how we argue with them, that your so-called ahadith are not worth the paper on which they are written. Next argument we will raise with them is that you have people like Jabir al-Ju'fi, you have Suddi, and so many other people, and by your own scholars, they are questionable or rejected, or they are wadda people who are fabricating ahadith. Allah forbid. So that is how we will beat them on that argument. Third one, we come to their fiqh. When I was in Iran, and I found a book there, Al-Fiqhu Alal Madhahib Al-Khamsa, which I have at home, they say, the Shias, that look at the chronological table. First Imam Jafar Sadiq, then Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, then Imam Malik rahimahullah, then Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, and then we have Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. So what is wrong if we follow Imam Ja'far Sadiq? We say that your fiqh, we're not going to accept it. They say, what is wrong? How you got four schools of jurisprudence? According to the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, so we include Imam Ja'far Sadiq, so what is wrong? So now we have to highlight to them what is wrong. I'll just give you four or five quick examples. This is the problem when we accept their fiqh. What they have attributed to Ja'far Sadiq are absolute lies. Just take any masla you want on any chapter. In wudu, we all perform Maghrib Salat. Then we washed our feet if we didn't have wudu, or we had wudu, we washed it before, alhamdulillah. You know that they just make masa of the feet. So they reject ghaslul qadamain, they reject masa al-khuffain. You go to masla of mut'ah. Hazrat might discuss it in detail. Just brief points I give you. When you discuss about mut'ah with them, then ask them that show us any religion that has allowed this type of contract, which is 100% prostitution. Remember to say, for us to say, that mut'ah was allowed in the time of, in the early period of Islam. And this is how we come across to the Shia. That is incorrect. The Shia's mut'ah, what they do today, that was never ever permissible in Islam. They are making mut'ah today while they are muqeem in their homes. They are not musafir. They are not going away somewhere. While they're at home. Last night I spoke in Pretoria, so there were many youngsters, so I gave them example. I told them, brothers, you know when we were young, we used to play cricket. So when the person bowled the first ball, you call it try ball. So if they bowled you out try ball, you're not out. Then the inning start. So the Shia say we have a try ball first. So we have a muta, and then you start. So we must remember that we say no try ball. So when we speak of muta, in the light of ahadith, remember it was only permissible while the Sahaba radiallahu anhum were on a journey. No person can prove that mut'ah took place whilst they were at home. It never happened. So they are practicing and using those type of ahadith, but they want to make their mut'ah at home, just like how they use for salat. You go anywhere in Iran, I've been to Tehran, Ray, Shiraz, Isfahan, Qum. Every day they read Zohar and Asr together at Zohar time. They read Maghrib and Isha together at Isha, at Maghrib time, 20 minutes after sunset. If you ask them that where you got this, they say we got it from your book. It is in Sunan al-Tirmidhi. Inna Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam jama bain al-Maghrib wal-Isha min ghairi safarin wala matarin wala safarin all. But they don't tell you what Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah said in the beginning of Kitabul Ilal. كل ما في هذا الكتاب هو معمول به عند الفقهاء ما أدى الحديثين. And one hadith that we don't practice on is this hadith here. So this is what they do. They try and confuse the masses and some ulama as well by citing our books. Take mut'ah. What do they say regarding mut'ah? If you just read this book here, you will find that they say that so much reward you will get and so much and so forth. And what is mut'ah? They even use the Quranic verse. And فَمَسْتَمْ تَعْتُمْ بِهِ مِنْهُنَّ فَآتُوهُنَّ أُجُورَهُنَّ. They say أَجَلٌ مُسَمَّى وَأَجْرٌ مُسَمَّى. I have the book, brothers. Khumaini, the shaitan, on that book is written Al-Allama Imam Khumaini Tawdihul Masail. He writes you can make mut'ah for 1 hour. When I debated with the Shia live on air on radio, I said, tell me your daughter, you prepared to give her, this is what Khomeini wrote. This way, that way, he tried to duck the question, then in the ending he said, yes, I did give my wife, my daughter for muta. I told her she must stay with the son-in-law for 1 year experimenting. If they're compatible, then we will perform a permanent nikah after 1 year. I asked him, this was live on radio, I asked him that every night used to go check what's happening, they were torch. Tribal business going on. Brothers, understand this. Our Honorable Ustad, Hazrat Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, Hafidahullah, has written, Qal al-Imam, Ja'far Sadiq Rahimahullah, Al-Mut'a, he has zina bi'ayniha. Go outside, you won't find a Hindu, you won't find a Jew, you won't find a Christian, you won't find any person of any faith telling you that prostitution is legal. But these Shia, la'anahumullah, they have legalized it. And it appeals to our youth and some people. Aurat aur daulat ne is ummat ko barbaad kar diya. They use the money, the dollar, and they use the women to entice people and say that this is what we are doing. Not only that, my respected ulama, I want you must use this point. They are so beghairat, they have so much obscenity, indecency, immorality. Ulama ushi'a yaqulun, page number 136. I read the ibarat from you, for you. See what the shayateen say. I'll give you the reference. They say, an Abi Abdullah alayhi salatu salam, qal, idha atar rajulul mar'a fi dubur, wa hiya sa'ima, lam yanqud sawmuha, wa laysa alayha ghuslun. They even allowed a person to sodomize his wife. Not only sodomize his wife, they even allowed to sodomize his wife during the month of Ramadan while she is fasting and a fast will not break. So we need to bring, we don't have to have very big debates with when we speak to Awam. These are the books of the Shia, these are your ibarat. Not only muta, prostitution, you legalized sodomizing the wives as well. Which person in his right mind will allow this type of things? We're giving you the references. So understand, my brother ulama, that how we need to combat them when we speak of it. We spoke a little bit of tahriful Quran. We spoke a little bit of the hadith. We spoke a little bit of the fiqh. And I brought in the example of muta. Another example you can use of these people here, the Shia, every masla we have ikhtilaf with them, whether it's salat, whether it's song, whether it's hajj, we just perform hajj now, alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala accept it, protect the haramain sharifain from the Shia, but brothers, they have tawafun nisa. We never heard of a tawaf like that, but if you study the books of the Shia, you will know, they have a special tawaf which they call tawafun nisa. So we need to understand how their fiqh works. Let's come to the next issue, taqiyya. You must remember they quote all these things here and say, Hazrat Ja'far Sadiq said, Rahimahullah, he obviously he didn't say all this, but this is written on page 4. Innakum ala deenin, man katamahu a'azzahullah. Innakum ala deenin, man katamahu A'azzahullah, Allah will elevate him, the more he conceals it and hides it, the more he speaks lies and makes propaganda. Do you really believe that Hazrat Ja'far Sadiq will make a statement like this? Then they also say, written here, At-taqiyyatu deeni, wa deenu abai, wa man la taqiyyata lahu, la deena lahu. What is taqiyya, brothers? Taqiyya is just to lie. No religion in the world allowed lying and gave it merit and virtue beside the Shias. This is the distinction of the Shias. That what they did, that they allowed two vices to be prevalent in the Ummah, Allah forbid, and in the name and guise of religion. One is prostitution in the name of Muta. One is lying and making propaganda in the name of Taqiyya. So when we ask them these questions, they say Quran Kareem speaks of it, illa antattaqu minhum tuqah. Quran Kareem spoke of it when your life is in danger. Your life is not in danger. Today you have governments in Iran, you got government in Iraq, you got government in Syria, you got so many governments, the Shia crescent, but yet you are practicing Taqiyya sometimes. So how do you justify it? So we need to understand when we raise these points against the Shia, then how we should use their books. When I was in Iran, so I bought this book and I want all of you, ulama, respected honorable ulama, the actual book is called A Shia Tujib. A Shia Tujib. The objections we raise against them, they reply to it and they respond to it. And the author of it is Sayyid Ridha Husseini Nasab. Sayyid Ridha Husseini Nasab. So this is a book in English. They even, the translation suits us fine. See how they translated in English. The Shiite apologetics. They're apologizing to the Sunnis. The Shiite apologetics. They are apologizing to the Sunnis for the objections we have raised against them. So you will find so many questions here that when we ask them, seeing we are in the month of Muharram, I want to raise this issue, brothers, because next week, Friday night, so many people will be lecturing, ulama and others as well. Our other brothers will be very busy also and so forth. Let us go to the story itself, the person who gave his life, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. What does he say, radiallahu ta'ala anhu? Another point, we should rather use the word, I'm not saying for a moment to say Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein is not permissible, but rather use the word Sayyidina. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used that word in the lifetime and for Jannat as well. In Bukhari Sharif, inna ibn hadha sayyidun. When Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at the minbar and looked at Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu an and said that this is a sayyid. Sayyid, la'allallaha ayyusliha bihi bayna fiyataini minal muslimin. Rawahu al-Bukhari. Which word did Nabi alayhi salam use? Sayyid. إِنَّ الْحَسَنُ وَالْحُسَيْنِ سَيِّدَا شَبَابِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. Let us use these words. It gives us much more respect also, rather than imitating the shayateen. Listen to what Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala says. These are Shia books. Write down the reference and see what they say. وَقَالَ الْإِمَامُ الْحُسَيْنِ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ فِي دُعَائِهِ عَلَى شِيَةَ. The bad dua, Sayyidina Hussein, they say Imam Hussein alayhi salam, made dua against the Shia. Allahumma in matta'atahum ilahin. Okay, I'll just translate. That Ya Allah, if you give them life for a certain period, in matta'atahum ilahin, fa farriqhum firaqa, make them many, many splinter groups, O Allah. وَاجْأَلْهُمْ تَرَائِقَ قِدَدَ. Ya Allah, let them go into all paths of astray and to blasted to smotherings. وَلَا تَغْذَ الْوُلَاتُ أَنْهُمْ أَبَدَى. Never let their leaders be pleased with them. You can see what's happening today in different parts of the world. فَإِنَّهُمْ. Write this part down, O ulama'i ahlu sunnah. فَإِنَّهُمْ دَعَوْنَا. They called us. لِيَنْسُرُونَا. They said they will help us. ثُمَّ عَدَوْ عَلَيْنَا. And then they showed the enmity against us. They transgressed against us. فَقَتَلُونَا. They, the Shia, killed us. Who made the statement? Imam Hussein, in their books, we say Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu an. The book's name is Al-Irshad. And the author is Sheikh Mufid. And page number 241. You know we say, Sahibul Bayti Adra Bima Fi. The person of the house knows everything. Sayyidina Hussein making dua against the Shia. You see the manifestation of it today. When we were studying by Hazrat Mufti Rizal Al-Aqsa, our beloved Ustad and other honorable Ustad, the Shayateen in the 70s, the bioscopes and cinemas, they would put the black cloth around it the first 10 days and say even the bioscopes are crying and the cinemas are crying. Does shaitan yet or not? So anyway, this is what we must remember. Second one, this is mentioned in the book, A'ayanu Shia, what I'm reading now. وَلِهَذَا قَالَ سَيِّدْ مُحْسِنَ الْأَمِينَ بَايَ الْحُسَيْنِ مِنْ أَهَلِ الْإِرَاقِ 20,000 people from Iraq took bay'ah oath of allegiance on the Mubarak hands of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu an. غَدَرُوا بِهِ وَخَرَجُوا عَلَيْهِ وَبَيَّتُهُ فِي أَعْنَاقِهِمْ. They still had the bay'ah on their necks
وَقَتَلُوهُ and they murdered him. أَعَيَانُ Shia, these are the Shia. If somebody, my father passed away in 1982 Ramadan, example, Rahimahullah, Allah give all of them Jannatul Firdaus. Somebody kills my father. What will be my response? It will be very difficult to look at that person in his eye. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the beloved Nawasa of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sibtu Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his son is Zainul Abidin, Imam Ali, Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, Imam Zainul Abidin, your fourth Imam. What does the son of the Sayyidu Shuhada? We say Sayyidu Shuhada is Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu an, Mustadrak Hakim's riwayat. Shia say Sayyidu Shuhada is Sayyidina Hamza, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu an. What did he say after the waqi'ah of Karbala Friday in Maidan Tufuf? Alhamdulillah, we went there also. So see, brothers, this is Imam Zainul Abidin. وقال الإمام زين العابدين عليه السلام لأهل الكوفة. زيد الإمام what they say Imam زين العابدين addressing the people of Kufa. هل تعلمون أنكم كتبتم إلى أبي you wrote to my father وخدعتموه and you deceived him وأعطيتموه من أنفسكم العهد والميثاق you gave him the قسم the pledges the covenant ثُمَّ قَاتَلْتُمُوهُ وَخَذَلْتُمُوهُ You fought against him and you forsook him right in the battlefield. بِأَيِّ عَيْنٍ تَنْظُرُونَ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَوْ شِيْعَ لَأَنَهُ اللَّهِ How which eyes will you look at the master Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Did I say this? Imam Zainul Abidin, the beloved son of Sibtu Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying in one of the greatest books of the Shias, Al-Ihtijaj. وَهُوَ يَقُولُ لَكُمْ The master Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say, قَاتَلْتُمْ قِئِتْرَتِي You killed my own family. وَانْتَهَكْتُمْ حُرْمَتِي You desecrated my sacred family's rank and status. فَلَسْتُمْ مِنْ أُمَّتِي Whose fatwa is this? This is not AK's fatwa or AK-47's fatwa. This is the fatwa direct from Imam Zainul Abidin. فَلَسْتُمْ مِنْ أُمَّتِي You don't belong to this ummah. You out. Write the reference, respected ulama, Al-Ihtijaj, volume 2, page 32. And then, وَقَالَ الْإِمَامِ Zainul Abidin, he said, إِنَّ هَٰؤُلَاءِ يَبْكُونَ عَلَيْنَا Today they cry, the crocodile tears. When we went to Iraq, people are naive, people are gullible, South Africans, you know, payata boche gajwama, you know. Her pockets are full today, you know how it works and all this stuff. So, they take us in a room, and they play with the lights. And then the blood is coming down. It's not blood, they play with the lights. So the guide, you have an Arab guy, Arabic speaking Arabic and English and Urdu, so we say English because of people. So they take us in that room. Now you say, my brothers, my sisters, please look on the wall. You see that? It's the blood of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. Our people all crying. He put the light on, the blood is gone. So it's all drama. So he must remember. وقال الإمام زين العابدين إن هؤلاء يبكون علينا فمن قتلنا غيرهم Who killed us besides them? Beside the Shia. الاحتجاج per volume 2 and page number 29. My last message to you, ulama, my time is up. How many minutes? 5 minutes? 3 minutes? 5 minutes? Chalo, jazakallah khair, we got 5 minutes more. Respected ulama, from the bottom of my heart, with the blessing of our honorable Shaykhain, Hazrat Mufti Riza al-Haq sahab, Hazrat Mawa Shabir sahab, our elders, Hazrat Abdul Hamid sahab, Sheikh Mumtaz sahab, from the bottom of my heart, I can only appeal to you, I went to Iran, I saw what they did, what they are doing, what they're doing in the world. Khomeini came out. When he came in the public, he said, our target is the Haramain Sharifain. read ulama, Tarikhul Hajar al-Aswad, and see in that book, I have it at home, when the Karamita were in power, then on Yawmut Tarwiyah, now thousands of people died, Allah give them Jannatul Firdaus, they died Shuhada. So, in the year 317, the Karamita came, is Yawmut Tarwiyah, the first day of Hajj, the Shias ran loose, in that one day, Hawl al-Kaaba, Fil Mataf, and outside, they murdered 30,000 Sunnis. They stole the Hajar al-Aswad for 22 years, it was missing. And gave you the book, the reference. Saeed Baghdash is the author. So, brothers, you look at it politically. They have become such a force to be reckoned with. And America is with them. Russia is with them. What Russia said, Putin said. We will never allow the Bashar Assad regime to fall. They have a naval base in Tartus. And that is the only base they have in the Mediterranean. So when you have America with them, when they have to decide, they will decide for the Shias and Sunnis, they will favor the Shias and not the Sunnis. This is a dream we are thinking they will help us. Russia has made it very clear. Israel, the rogue regime, we know what their stance is. So look at what's happening. The world, the politics, the geopolitics that's going on. So we in South Africa, we have everything going for us with the help of Allah. But brothers, if we don't use it, we don't protect the honor of the beloved Sahaba. I didn't even come to that. When I address this topic, I say openly, Surah 9 verse 40. How can we stand in front of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu an, and people are calling him kafir and we keep quiet, we call it hikmat? What is that? Saniyas nain. Woto saniyas nain te ghar me bi. Saniyas nain te fit tariq ilal hijra. Saniyas Nain, he performed 17 salat, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, on the Musalla of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is Saniyas Nain, even in the Qubur Mubarakah. That is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Sab aaye, Umar ko bulaya gya. Umar didn't come, he was invited to come. Allahumma izzal Islam bi Umar ibn al-Khattab or bi Amr ibn Hisham. Is that the invitation? That Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala an, my guide who took me around everywhere in Iran, because I said, I only want me and my wife, and you know, nobody else, no group business, and I'll pay more, it's fine. And a guide must speak perfect English, good English, eloquent, yes, very good. You see, but I don't like Umar, I also hate Umar, astaghfirullah. I say, why you hate Umar? He conquered in his time Iran, he say he killed too many Persians. Look at the dalil he gave. He said he killed too many Persians. Brothers, this is a senior scholar in the world. He made a mistake, but alhamdulillah, he retracted. Sheikh Yusuf Al-Qardawi, Hafidhahullah, we respect all the ulama, haq inshaAllah. My brothers, we must remember he used to say, At-taqreeb bayna ahli sunnah wa ahli shia. When you go to Iran, on the 12th of Rabiul Awal, they say the Sunnis say Miladun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Mubarak birth of the Master alayhi salam took place. On the 17th of Rabiul Awal, the Shia say it took place. So those 5 days, they have a mu'tamar, a taqreeb bain ahli sunnah wa ahli Shia, how we can have unity between. They nearly drove me in with Allah's help, they couldn't end everything. Now when you go, make note of this, brothers, ulama, respected ulama, Kashan. Kashan is very famous for carpets. In Kashan, they built a shrine of Firoz Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi. And they said, you did something excellent. You eliminated, and you know, that you killed and murdered Sayyidina Umar, you did us a big favor. The Shah of Iran didn't do that. In this masjid there, 3 people from Iran came. Hazrat Mawshabir is aware of the incident. Mawburan is aware. And he spoke the whole thing, unity, united. I took out the book. I told him, what you say about this? You curse Amir Muawiyah. You curse Sufyan, Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu. You curse Sayyidina Abu Bakr. You curse Sayyidina Umar. Book from Iran, I showed him. And he kept quiet. He couldn't answer this way. I told him, there you put up a shrine in Kashan. And you come tell me about unity. Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi told them, now I can't agree with you. Hezbollah, he used to call them Hezbollah. He went on international TV and he called them Hezbo Shaitan. So brothers, I appeal to you. I beg you. Please, wherever you are. This is not masla of furu. This is masla of iman and kufr. What do you say? Bosmont is not far from here. Yesterday it happened. Mona Dokrat and Nemaya. They said, please give a talk to the brothers. They muzabzab, they say on the fence. And they don't know. They came and whisper in my ear, he said, the brother said, Yazid is a kafir. I listen. When we started and I gave them all these sayings, they came and they say, Jazakallah, please come again. Postborn, I went, I spoke about Muta. One of our Malay brothers came, tears in his eyes, elderly. He say, Mufti, you came too late. Hey, what you mean I came too late? I was on time here for Jummah. Say, you came too late for my daughter. The Shia came. They came with their sweet tongue. You know, they speak with honey. And they gave them my daughter. After 2 months, 3 months, they used her. And then they packed up and said, we just made more. This is a victory for them, my brothers. They sleep with our daughters and our sisters. Hamare ghairat e iman isko kaise kabul kar sakte hain? I ask you, my brothers. So do something for the ummah. Do something for South Africa. Cape Town. They're building the markaz there, my brothers. We saw it. I went right inside. They gave me books there. I asked the MJC ulama, do you see these books, what they're doing? Wallahi, with a filth, they swear Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Aisha, Sayyidina Usman. Openly, under our noses. $90 million they're building a center. And that is to propagate Islam, the Shia, their so-called Islam, in the whole of Africa. Cape Town is the markaz and the headquarters. Wherever there is an embassy of Iran, is not an embassy only. It is Darut Tabligh. This month of Muharram, we want to speak of Karbala. Yesterday I told you what Imam Zaidul Abidin said, and I gave you the reference. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu wa ardah. We love the Ahlul Bayt. We love every Sahabi. Remember that is integral part of our Iman. The battle takes place. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu's martyrdom takes place. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala and two daughters are also there. Fatima as-Sughra and Sakina. So the Sakina, whatever. Sakina, they both were there. Yeah. This is what Fatima as-Sughra had to say. Shia kitab. Ihtijaj. وَقَالَتْ فَاتِمَا as-Sughra alayhi salam fi khutbatin laha fi ahli al-Kufa. She addressed the people of Kufa, Fatima as-Sughra. Ya ahl al-Kufa, ya ahl al-Ghadar, oh you treacherous people, wal makar wal khuyala, you make makar, you pretend, and you deceiving people, and you, inna ahlul bayt, ibtalan Allahu bikum, we are the ahlul bayt, Allah Ta'ala is putting a trial, wabtalakum bina, and then, fakaffartumuna, listen carefully, the words, فَكَفَّرْتُمُونَا وَكَذَّبْتُمُونَا وَرَأَيْتُمْ قِتَالَنَا حَلَالًا وَأَمْوَالَنَا نَهَبًا كَمَا قَتَلْتُمْ جَدَّنَا بِالْأَمْسِ تَبَّنْ لَكُمْ Allah destroy you. تَبَّتْ يَدَا Yeah, Fatima Sughra is telling the Shia, تَبَّنْ لَكُمْ الْإِحْتِجَاجِ Volume 2, page 28. They are on batil and they are active. We are on haq. And ham khabi ghaflat mein. I beg you, brothers. Fa amma zabadu, fa yadhabu jufa. We cannot become the bubble. That bubble that comes up. We saw how apartheid fell. In front of our eyes. What a powerful army. What a powerful regime. So they were the bubble. and remembered, they collapsed. وَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَوُ النَّاسِ. What our forefathers did. Hazrat Mu'azubir Ali rahimahullah, Hafiz Abdul Rahman rahimahullah, Sheikh Salih Abadi rahimahullah. Can we forget all of them?
This month of Muharram, we want to speak of Karbala. Yesterday I told you what Imam Zaidul Abidin said, and I gave you the reference. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu wa ardah. We love the Ahlul Bayt. We love every Sahabi. Remember that is an integral part of our Iman. The battle takes place. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu's martyrdom takes place. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala and his two daughters are also there. Fatima as-Sughra and Sakina. So the Sakina, they both were there. Yeah. This is what Fatima Sughra had to say. Shia Kitab, Ihtijaj. وَقَالَتْ فَاطِمَا أَسُغْرَى عَلَيْهَا السَّلَامِ فِي خُطْبَةٍ لَهَا فِي أَهَلِ الْكُوفَةِ. She addressed the people of Kufa, Fatima Sughra. Ya أهل الكوفة, Ya أهل الغدر, O you treacherous people, وَالْمَكَرْ وَالْخُيَلَى. You make makkar, you pretend, and you deceiving people, and you... إِنَّا أَهْلُ الْبَيْتِ ابْتَلَانَ اللَّهُ بِكُمْ. We are the Ahlul Bayt. Allah Ta'ala is putting a trial. وَبْتَلَاكُمْ بِنَا. And then, فَكَفَّرْتُمُونَا. Listen carefully. The words. فَكَفَّرْتُمُونَا وَكَذَّبْتُمُونَا وَرَأَيْتُمْ قِتَالَنَا حَلَالًا وَأَمْوَالَنَا نَهَبًا كَمَا قَتَلْتُمْ جَدَّنَا بِالْأَمْسِ. تَبَّنْ لَكُمْ. Allah destroy you. Tabbat yada. Ye Fatima Sughra is telling the Shia, tabbal lakum. Al-Ihtijaj, volume 2, page 28.
These are the statements of Fatima Sughra, rahimahullah, the beloved daughter of Sayyidina Hussein, radiallahu ta'ala an. And what did she say? She said that you people are being put to a trial and test. And then what you did, فَكَفَّرْتُمُونَا, you considered us out of the fold of Islam. وَكَذَّبْتُمُونَا, you rejected our rank and status. And then you considered murdering us as permissible. You stole and usurped our wealth. And this is exactly what you did. بِجَدِّنَا الْأَمْسِ, yesterday, meaning that few years ago, what you did with my beloved grandfather, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. O people of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, wake up from your slumber. This is two eyewitnesses of the martyrdom of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu an. One, his beloved son, Sayyidina Zaidul Abidin rahimahullah. I mentioned to you what he said, and he told them, they're out, they don't belong to this ummah, they are not Muslims. And this is what Sayyida Fatima Sughra said. And she said that you are the people who murdered Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. You are the people who murdered my beloved father, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Tabbal lakum, for you is doom and destruction. What more evidence do you want for the Shias to be classified as non-Muslim? They're out of the fold of Islam. And these are the Shia sources. Open al-Ihtijaj and you will find it there.
But today they want to steal our Iman. They want to steal our children's Iman. They want to steal our daughter's Iman. And we keep quiet? No, ulama. We are failing in our duty if we do this. بِأَيِّ عَيْنٍ تَنْظُرُونَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ. That is the message I leave you with. وَآخِرُ دَوَى.